in four. That's the statistic of women who will receive some kind of harm during her college career. One in four.
Eve Ensler, who is the writer and original producer and director of the show, interviewed hundreds of women around the world and then put together these monologues based on composite experiences of those interviewees. So each part, each monologue, is based on real women's experiences. And the women who are the performers tonight will be reciting those parts that Eve Ensler wrote.
Who are those performers? Are they drama students or people pursuing theater as part of their academic agenda?
Actually, none of them are theater students. All of them are volunteers. The performance is mostly run by students. There are some community members who are part of the cast. The production is totally student-run. The students direct it. The students perform it. As you can see, the students staff the tables and the ticket booth, so it's all student run.
Some monologues are based on one woman's story, and some monologues are based on several women's stories surrounding the same theme. And sometimes a good idea became an outrageous one. This monologue is based on one woman's story. Although the subject came up in every interview and was often fraught, the subject being
hair. You cannot love a vagina unless you love hair. Many people do not love hair.
Emily Atwood of Louisville is an EKU baccalaureate nursing major planning to graduate this coming May. She first performed in the Vagina Monologues 5 years ago. This year and last, she served as co-director with Lee Ann Stokes, a women's and gender studies professor.
I think what was appealing in the beginning was it was just something new, something different. I was new to EKU and wanted to become involved. EKU's kind of a big campus. Not the biggest, but kind of big. And so I really like that it's philanthropic. We do donate all of our money to Bluegrass Rape Crisis Center and to the Hope Swings Domestic Violence Shelter. And it's a great group of women. I just think it ended up being a great show. It brought out a lot of activist feelings in me that I didn't really know I had before. We have 29 cast members, 2 co-directors, and I will be performing the spotlight piece at the end.
Sounds like a challenge working with that many performers. Talk about the challenges in directing this show. I mean, I assume it's not like directing a drama or a musical on stage. It's set a little bit differently than that?
It is a little bit different. We do have quite a bit of rehearsals, quite a lot of practices, but where it's kind of an activist show where we do a lot of that raising awareness about sexual assault and domestic violence. It's a little bit different where we're not striving for perfection with the lines, with the delivery. We are striving for an awareness of your surroundings, an awareness of what's going on our campus, and being an open place to help people with those issues or help people learn about those issues.
Andy was very good looking. He was a catch. That's what we called it in my day. He asked me out for a date in his new white Chevy Bel Air. I remember thinking that my legs were too long for the seat. I have long legs. They were smushed up against the dashboard, and I was looking at my big kneecaps when all of a sudden he just kissed me in the surprisingly take me by control like they do in the movies kind of way. And I got excited.
It's a fantastic production. People laugh, people cry, people get angry at the content, which is a good thing because that motivates them to do something about the causes that are represented in the play.
What can be new about this show in 2013? Is it just kind of a rehashing of something that's been around for 25 years or so? Or are there new elements that make it fresh? And why is it important for people to even see a show like this?
I think that some of these issues that we talk about have been around for a long time, but they aren't necessarily well-liked or pursued by your general population. We bring a lot of new ideas to people who come to the show not knowing what it's about. Because, yes, we do talk about sexual assault and domestic violence, which is older than time. It's been around for forever. But we, by bringing it out into the open, by telling people about it, we give people a voice to tell others about their own experiences. We talk about trans issues. We talk about the increase in violence against women during natural disaster. The last year's spotlight piece was about the stadiums and earthquakes and, you know, hurricanes and everything. And so I think we do bring in new topics, but we talk about old topics that are not resolved.
This is a show for mature audiences, I believe.
It is. We do have some kids that come. We have cast members that have kids that have seen it before. There are some pieces that are graphic. I think the interesting thing is we do have one piece about sex, and a lot of people leave during that, which I find interesting because it's about sex, but we have pieces about rape and sexual assault that are much more graphic that people don't leave for.
So tonight I want everybody to commit to one thing, okay? I want you to commit to doing one thing in your personal life and one thing in your professional life somehow to combat violence against women and girls.